We're going to take a look at some bond quotes from the Great Recession. I had the wherewithal to hang on to some of them. I lost others, and I really am bummed because the General Motors quotes were even more dramatic. But let's take a look at what happened to Ford in the Great Recession. So here is March of 2009. Now, dear students, I'm not sure if you remember, but this was in the depths of the Great Recession, and we were looking into the abyss. And Ford, GM, and Chrysler almost disappeared off the face of the earth. So let's take a look. 58. Well, remember, we have to move the decimal point one to the right, so that's 580. 640. 590. Remember, these bonds originally sold for $1,000 a piece. And now they're selling for $580, $600. What's going on? Well, investors are so frightened by the prospect of bonds of Ford disappearing that they're selling the bonds at a tremendous discount. And the coupon rates, look at these coupon rates, 7.7%, 9.98%, not due until 2047, 2097, and they're not even callable, which means Ford has to continue to pay this interest rate for decades. But because you're only paying $580 or $640 for these bonds, you are getting yields in the 13, 14, 15%. Interest rates go up when bond prices go down. Interest rates go down, bond prices go up. It's an inverse relationship. But notice the rating. Exactly. It's junk. Remember, it's AAA, AAA, BBB, BBB, CCC, CCC, and then default. So BBB and above are investment grade. Anything below is junk, distressed, speculative, non-investment grade. So people were really frightened that Ford was going to disappear. This was the time to buy. And the stock went down below $2. I forget what it was, like $1.60 or something like that. And I kept saying, buy it, buy it, buy it. Ford's not going to go bankrupt. Maybe, yeah, and they almost did. So let's now go and take a look at 6 months later, October 2009, and look what's happened. See, the prices are no longer in the 600, 500 range. They've moved to the 800, 900 range. And the coupon yields are the same. They never change, but the yields are coming down. Prices go up, yields go down. They're still rated at CCC, and people still believe that the end of the world is nigh. But now when we move to June of 2010, we see some of the prices are above 1,000. Some of them now are premium bonds. The coupon rate doesn't change. I wish that would go away. The coupon rate doesn't change, but the maturity, and the maturity doesn't change, but now look at the yields to maturity. The price goes up, the yield goes down, because now you have to pay $840 for that 7.7% bond. But when you have to pay $1,082 a premium, now your yield is below the coupon yield. Is it starting to make sense? I hope so. And the rating has gone from CCC to B. So it's still junk. Yeah, but still. All right, so that was June of 2010. Now when we move to October 2010, look, maybe the world isn't going to end. Look, all the bonds are now premium bonds. The rating has gone up to BB. Still junk. The yields to maturity and the current yields, which we'll learn how to do the calculations in Chapter 10, are now below the coupon yields because we have to pay more than $1,000. They are now premium bonds. Yes, maybe the world isn't going to end after all. So now that was October 2010. Now let's skittle on down to March of 13, where we actually had... That was about the bottom of the market there. Let's go. Come on, Internet. Come on. Let's go. isn't it coming? March of 2013, come here. Uh-oh, here it comes. Oop, there it goes. I had a little, must have had a little internet glitch there. What's happened? Look at the prices now. They're in the $1,400, $1,200, $1,300 range. Look at what's happening to the rating. Ford is now in an investment-grade bond. And the yields have come down tremendously from that 13, 14, 15% down to 5%. Still pretty high by don't look at that. That's a school district there in Pennsylvania. So, yes, Ford is now investment grade again and can be talked about in polite company. And if you bought those bonds at $600, $580, you can now sell them for $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy. So that was March of 2013. Now let's go to October 2014 and see what's happening. I guess my internet is being a little persnickety here. All right, we had a little problem with the internet, but it's back again. I don't know what happened. It doesn't usually do this. So now we've moved to FINRA because Yahoo bond quotes were very unreliable and then finally disappeared. And this is, October 2017. Again, Ford is now an investment grade bond, and they're all selling for more than $1,000. Oh, there's a few down below. So yeah, right. That was right. This is when interest rates started to creep up a little bit. So here were bonds that were issued at very low interest rates during the recession, and now they're selling at a discount because interest rates have inched up a little bit. Yeah, right. So this is when we moved to October 2017. Interest rates just starting to move up a little bit. So now let's go to, that was October 2017. Now let's go to April 2018. Again, we have to use FINRA. And interest rates have actually fallen a little bit. Prices have gone back up again. They're bouncing along the bottom in April of 2018. And now we go to October of 18, and we'll see that they have started to inch up again. So we saw prices in the... Get out of the way. We saw prices in the... 1,200, 1,300. Now some of them are down to 1,100. There's still a third. That's a 9.98% bond. It doesn't mature until 2047. So that was back in October. And now let's get to April 2019, and we see they've just gone down a little bit. There's that 9.98% bond, which was 1,400. Now it's 1,300. So interest rates are starting to inch up, ever so slowly. But at the same time, some of the bonds for the treasuries are going down. So, yeah, people are thinking a recession is coming, as we'll discuss when we get to the inverted yield curve. So what do you think, folks? Would you have had the courage to buy Ford at the bottom of the recession? Okay, now we'll take a look at what happened in the muni market. We'll take a look at Poway Unified School District in our next commentary. See ya.